So you could call those guys down here, tell them, you know, Mitchell Selling Dynamics sent you. There is a guy. Do I have his name there or no? Okay, yeah, ask for Clint Farmer. That's the guy. And so you'd call him up and say, look, I'm looking for records in this industry. And then you could you get those lists, put them in a database. We could put them in a database for you. If you don't know how to do that or you don't have a database, we could get you in a database. Plus, we could put the records in there for you. And then you start contacting. Now, earlier today, we talked about how many calls a person could make in a day. Does anybody have any idea what that number is, what the maximum number of outbound calls that a person can make in a day?
That's all you did?
That's all you did.
I mean, nothing, no other clerical stuff or anything.
Well, you're going to be entering stuff in a database as a result of the call.
110.
I'm going to say closer to 200.
Thousand?
Oh, no. God, would that be great? 1,000. Let me tell you, and I'm sure there's, you know, this is a number I know myself because I did it, just to find out. 133 customers I called in one day.
Really?
Yes, 133.
I'm thinking like 5-10 minutes per call, you know.
Yeah. 133. Yeah, now, I had some employees. I had a guy that I thought this guy was very screwed up. He was on the phone. He got into work 8:30. He got in like 8:28. Started calling at 8:30. He never got off the phone until it was lunchtime. And he got off like at 11:59. And I would walk by and listen to him. He's always talking to customers. It was amazing to me how this guy could make one call after another. A lot of customers that I talk to make 20 phone calls a day outbound. Now, what's a good number? Having been at this for a really long time, I've found that around 70 is a good number. If you consistently make 70 outbound phone calls a day, that's a good number. And then that gives you time to, you know, talk to Aunt Tilly, call your husband or whatever, and you know, have a life, you know, and still do a good job for your company. So I've got some tools, and we'll get to them here in the book as we go along, that can help you stay on track. And you can't be consistent every hour, but, you know, if you're going to make 70, you got to make 10 calls an hour, basically, you know. So, you know, if you make 2 in the morning, you know, you got to make it up in the afternoon. So I don't care. You know, as long as you get your 70 calls in, that's fine. So the way to do it is we got a form, and we're going to get there. Let me just take you there since we're talking about it. I am jumping ahead here, but take a little look. Hold your finger on page 53 and move over to page 63. That's a daily call log there on page 63. This is a great tool. It's a great tool because, and it's not something you show the boss. This is for you. So you just put crosshatches in, you know, how many calls you make. And you'll see, you know, what you can do. And if you, you know, get involved and you're shooting a bull over the Pistons losing last night and this and that, okay, you know, so you blew off a half hour. That's not the end of the world, you know. You can make it up. So now you hit the grindstone a little bit more, and a thing like that can be very helpful. Just trying to get to your 70, you see where you are every half hour, and you start to know what's a good day's work and how you can be effective. Now, when you say, is outbound calling all you're doing? Well, you know, guess what? If you're doing inbound, you know, handling inbound calls and doing outbound calls, what I found is the inbound calls, they end up taking more time. So you end up making very, very few outbound calls. Because most of us have the wheel of doom, you know? Or maybe we haven't set up with properly commissioned people, and maybe we don't have the right person. You know, some people are better at doing it than others, you know? And so, but, you know, if making 70 outbound calls a day for you is a real problem, and you just can't do it for whatever reason, then you've got to consider, can we segregate the outbound calls by day? You know, one day, this day, I'm going to do nothing but outbound. You know, no interruptions, because interruptions are going to kill your outbound numbers. That's for sure. Can I do it in the morning, only outbound, and not handle any inbound? You know, is that possible? Can somebody else handle my calls? You know, I'm not sure the answers here. I'm just telling you what I found over time, myself included. I'm just as guilty as anyone else. I would much rather talk to customers that I love and know. They'd be beating my head against call after call after call. So, you know, what happens is you end up spending more time on those things that are less productive over here. Now, if I paid you a dollar for every call, you know, that might make a difference. And let me tell you that if you pay outbound callers, you, generally it's in the range of $30 an hour, and they guarantee that they'll reach 12 customers an hour. That's what, you know, paid people that have businesses doing this sort of thing. You know, give or take a little bit. 12 calls an hour and $30 an hour. So, you know, that figures out to, you know, I don't know, $3 a call, or, you know, or sorry, a little bit under $3 a call. So if I, if you're working and you got a bonus of 50 cents a call, you know, and I, and I'm not trying to send you guys back to talk to Jeff here and have him calling me wanting to shoot me.